Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Knowing this, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No.
So is that no, disagree, or?
Disagree. I don't think I have been affected as of yet, like as far as like houses or flooding or anything like that happening to my house, no.
Mm-hmm. And so do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Yes, I would support the bill.
And would you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat supported. I need to know the details.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would support.
And would you strongly support it or just somewhat?
I would strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Oh, strongly support it.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care.
I would strongly support
it. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly support.
Improving medical grid reliability.
Strongly support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Strongly support.
And the last one for this section is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have a scale of very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I'm not sure if I understand the mm-hmm. statement. So you're saying in some areas that don't contribute to... Can you repeat the statement?
Yes, of course. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change.
You said it's a necessary step for areas of Maryland?
Yes. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change.
So you're asking me if it's convincing or...
Yes.
I think it's convincing.
Yes, so we just want to know if you find that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
The next one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events.
I would say convincing.
Is it very or just somewhat?
I would say very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. And the last part of the section is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Okay, repeat that statement. I'm not sure if I understand.
Yes. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't think you'll have any impact on my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact on my opinion.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Can you repeat the options, please?
Yes, enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I don't think it would have any impact.
Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
What was my options for answering that one?
Yeah, for this one, we have a scale of would you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it.
I would strongly support it.
Strongly support it. Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
I'd probably vote independent.
Thank you. And now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
The middle one, 35 to 49.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote, Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Oh, what is your race? Are you white, African American, other?
Other.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.